Good morning, everyone. Today's reading will be taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 40. When the time of their purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Jerusalem, Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went to the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what his custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "The child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped day and night, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Israel. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew up to become strong. He was filled with wisdom, and grace of the God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Have you ever heard the old saying, "God comes to those who wait"? If so, the story of Simeon, Anna, and the baby Jesus in the temple in today's gospel reading is a good example. The coming of Christ involved all manner of waiting on God. A young maiden, a dying man, and an old widow. All model hearts yielded to God. The tale of Simeon and Anna is a tale of grace. Anna's name means grace. An early reminder by Luke that his gospel is a story of God's free gift of self to us through Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Simeon and Anna are recognized and graced by God. That is why the aged Simeon, over a long period of waiting and from numerous children brought to the temple, recognized God's salvation in Christ. Simeon and Anna waited for years for the coming of the Messiah. In Simeon's case, the center of his joy was the privilege of being God's servant, and in return, God let him see the salvation of the world as it dawned. Simeon saw the baby Jesus as the fulfillment of all the hopes and dreams of the Jewish people throughout the years. In the Old Testament, God promised Moses that a prophet would come who would be unlike any other prophet. God promised David a son who would reign forever. God told Isaiah that a son would be born of a virgin and he would be called Emmanuel, God with us. The prophet Micah predicted that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Anna was an 84-year-old widow who stayed close to the temple and served God through fasting and praying. In return, God blessed her by allowing her to see the Saviour of the world as a tiny newborn baby. God fulfilled the promise he made to Simeon that he would not die before he saw the Messiah. And when God fulfilled that promise, Simeon uttered the words that are part of the sung evening liturgy. I use it each month at Burstwith, and also can be used in the funeral liturgy in the Anglican Church, the Song of Simeon, also known as the Nunc Dimittis. Lord, now let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. Simeon and Anna are symbolic and representative figures. The world has never been without people like them, people with a forward look in whom there burnt a great hope, people on tiptoe, the flame of freedom in their souls, the light of knowledge in their eyes, living in hope and expectation that a great day was coming when wrong would be righted, when justice would be done, when God would reveal his arm and bring salvation to mankind. One night, over 2,000 years ago, the Word became flesh in a baby born in Bethlehem. One day it will become flesh again when Christ returns to set up his kingdom here on earth. Simeon also told Mary of the suffering and death Jesus would have to endure for all his people. Most people thought of the redemption of Jerusalem and God's people in terms of freedom from Roman rule, but some had a vision of an even greater redemption, a vision of spiritual renewal. God's salvation is for all of us, but not all of us will accept it, just like some people did not accept Christ and his teachings and salvation. Those who reject Christ are, alas, already condemned. But God's salvation doesn't mean that we will never suffer troubles, illness, rejection, or death. It happened to Jesus. It happened to Mary. It will happen to us. But if we endure hardships with faith, we will have a great future. It takes faith to know a blessing from God. It is the joy of celebrating God's goodness in the midst of our chaotic suffering world that we have greatly experienced these last couple of years. And as life passes us by, how do we grow old in such a way to end well and finish awaiting Christ's message, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? Since many of us will end our earthly pilgrimage alone with our spouse or partner preceding us, how will we finish when we will be alone and old for some of those years? We are never too old, weak, or sick to make a difference. Our attitude and behaviour will make a difference. Like Anna, God will guide us to share the story of Jesus with all those we meet. We have also been told of the coming Christ. Like Simeon and Anna, we are heirs of a promise. We are prompted by the same Spirit. We long to see the same face. To do so successfully, we must wait forwardly, patiently, and vigilantly. When we look at Jesus' face, we will know that it is time for us to repent and come home to our Heavenly Father, just like Simeon knew it was time for him to go to his heavenly home when he saw the face of the baby Jesus. And we have just come through the church seasons of Advent and Christmas. And during those seasons, we, like Simeon and Anna, had to wait and prepare for the coming of the Messiah. God works in a time zone where a day is as 1,000 years. For those who have walked the long road of faith, who have held the long card of life in their hands and felt all its frays and knots, but also found it very sturdy. For those who have waited on the Lord while holding on for their lives, they have received the reward of joy. And when our dreams don't come true in a day, we, like Simeon and Anna, need to keep in mind that God is still at work. He is still wrapping the package. He's still preparing the gift to fit our needs. We need to pray not just for the gift, but also for patience to wait for God's unveiling. As we practice faith, hope, attentiveness, submission, and patience, we see the Christ child. Like Simeon, our eyes have seen God's salvation. When we receive the bread and wine during Holy Communion, we are holding Christ's very body and blood. And the last two verses of today's reading conclude Luke's narrative of the birth of Jesus. Apart from the story of Jesus going missing on a family pilgrimage to Jerusalem, which follows this passage, which only Luke records, that is all we are reliably told about his childhood and early adult years until he was baptized by John in the River Jordan and begins a brief public ministry that changes the history of the world. So in these verses we have a tidying up of the narrative. The family returns to Nazareth, where Jesus is to grow up. We would love to know more about his childhood. There are apocryphal stories of his childhood in later writings, which I read with some amazement in a book published in 1820, which was superseded by another published in 1924 attempting to correct some of the more unbelievable stories. I can lend them out if you like. Luke says the child grew and became strong. We pray that our own children will, or give thanks that they did so. The child was filled with wisdom. We and our children went to school where teachers endeavour to impart wisdom into our sometimes unreceptive brains. And the grace of God was with Jesus. And because Jesus had to experience the physical and emotional development that every child undergoes, we discover that he is well able to sympathise with every stage of our development and every circumstance we meet. He understands our infirmities, for he was faced with the same temptations we face. Yet Jesus was without sin. Not only in his adult ministry, but throughout his childhood and youth, the Lord Jesus was the sinless Son of God, who learned obedience by the things that he suffered. He was born for a purpose, and that purpose was the salvation of the world. He learned to listen to his Father's voice and do only those things that he heard from his Heavenly Father. For his food was to do the will of the one who sent him to accomplish his work. Although Jesus was fully God, he laid aside his glory for a season and lived in total submission to the Father in the power of the Spirit. He did only those things he saw his Father do and said, and only those things he heard from his Father. Jesus lived his entire life in total dependence on the Father and was willing to say, "Not my will, but thy will be done." And so, may we learn from his example and be increasingly transformed into the likeness of Christ by reflecting his humble character and godly ways for his eternal praise and glory. Amen.